Aren't you a smart cookie?
The fact that you're listening to this program tells me that you're intelligent, curious, and ready to learn new things. So take your seat with the rest of the class, and let's get right to today's topic. You've been to restaurants featuring dueling pianos, make your own fondue, or make your own pancakes. I'm here to tell you that you ain't seen nothing. Today, we're talking about unusual restaurants. Let's start in Hamburg, Germany, with a restaurant called The Roller Coaster. There's several of these around the world, but not in the U.S. Here's how it works. You place your order using a digital menu, then chat while your food is being prepared. When it's completed, the plate goes onto one of 17 lifts, where it moves on rails and travels throughout the restaurant, ending up in front of you. The same happens for others at your table. The restaurant has won several awards, but none of them for food. If you want to eat while moving and don't want a murder mystery train ride, then head to Dinner in the Sky, an event which has been held in 40 countries, including Las Vegas. When you arrive for dinner, you're strapped into a seat at a table. There's several tables with other diners, and the whole thing sits on a platform which is then lifted nearly 14 stories in the air by a crane. Chefs serve food from a kitchen on the platform while you enjoy drinks and wine. There's even live music from a DJ or performers. I have no idea what it costs to dine on one, but I suspect if you have to ask the question, it's not likely you'll be dining in the friendly skies. Our next restaurant is Au Noir in Toronto. When you come in the door, you order some drinks, peruse the menu, and place your order. You are then led into a dining room. You're led because the dining room is pitch black. You can't see anything. Service is provided by blind or sight-impaired staff. Need to take a whiz? A server will guide you out and back in. You can order more drinks and food, and for the truly adventurous, you can order the chef's choice, and you'll have no idea what's going to land in front of you. Dishes include filet mignon, vegetable stir-fry, shrimp risotto with mushrooms and garlic, and much more. A three-course package costs $44 Canadian. A glass of wine runs about $8.50. McDonald's now comes up on our list. There's a Flying Saucer restaurant in Roswell, New Mexico. That's Area 51 territory. In Bangkok, you can have dinner at the Cabbage and Condoms. The original idea for the restaurant was to promote family planning. The restaurant guarantees that their food will not make you pregnant. There's the Black Ant restaurant in New York that includes black ants in many of its dishes, along with other multi-legged creatures. I used to live in Milwaukee, and there was a great place to bring out-of-town friends. It's called the Safe House. Built around a spy theme, the place has winding passageways and lots of out-of-the-way booths to plan your next mission. You'll never find the place unless someone tells you about it. There's only a sandwich board sign out front that reads, International Exports Limited. Inside the door is a desk with a person behind it. You'll need to know the password to get in or go through a series of tests to find out if you're a friendly spy. Yes, I know the password, but no, I'm not going to tell you. Now, we're going to end with a Taiwan restaurant called The Modern Toilet. As you've no doubt guessed, this is a bathroom-themed restaurant. Imagine eating swirled ice cream from a miniature toilet, or order a turd sub sandwich. How about a nice cup of diarrhea cocoa? Food is served in miniature toilets, urinals, or whatever bathroom items seem to match the dish. Personally, I think a great addition to the menu would be a hot brown. So now, when it comes to eccentric restaurants, you're a smart cookie. Hungry in Nashville is brought to you by Out of My Pocket Productions and is copyrighted 2019 by me, Jim Grinstead. You can listen to Hungry in Nashville on our website, hungryinnashville.com, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and may you eat well.